Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. And here to help us with all of this is Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back.
I appreciate it.
So I understand a big anniversary for the company coming up soon?
Yeah, I can't quite believe it, but Midlands Biz will be celebrating its 10-year anniversary starting in May. We launched the Midlands Biz website in April of 2007 and published our first very small newsletter May 5th, 2017. So made it to 10 years. Can't believe it.
So back in that day, were you already thinking about expanding into the far corners of our state as you ended up doing?
Not so much. It was a different market back then. I was going to do both print and online. And when 2009 came along, kind of backtracked out of print. It was very difficult to fill magazines at that time. So just kind of put my lock, stock, and barrel into online. Happy to be there. I loved our print magazines, but...
Well, tell us what's showing up on your radar.
Well, the big news in the Midlands here and for the state is the bankruptcy of Westinghouse and its impact on the building of the two nuclear reactors here in the region. So big news, no clear path forward yet, but there's an interim agreement reached between Westinghouse and SCE&G to keep the 5,000 workers who are currently on site working and to reassess. There are plans now to recalculate the numbers, reassess, and do what's best interest of the company, the customers, and the shareholders. So it's interesting times. It's big news.
Are you hearing anything about a possible cancellation of the entire project?
I did not get that. I did reach out to SCE&G. Their hope is to complete the project, but they're also saying, hey, listen, we need to reassess the numbers. This is a business proposition. We've got to maximize shareholder value, do what's best for the customers. So
what else do you have for us today?
Well, in the Midlands, I was glad to hear a great entrepreneurial story from the Midlands dating back to the 1990s is the expansion of First Community Bank further into the upstate. They already have a presence and a foothold up there, but it's kind of cool to see a merger with a small bank up there called Cornerstone National Bank. And loved hearing that there's a major speculative industrial building being built currently now in the Lexington County Industrial Park at I-26 and I-77, 200,000 square foot speculative building. So build it and hopefully they will come, but it's being built by Miller Valentine, brokerage is being handled by Colliers. Hearing those kind of things, I think, is very positive for the region.
Well, when we've spoken to economic development officials in the Midlands area, they've mentioned many times about the shortage of these kinds of buildings.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, there hasn't been one built since 2009. So everybody's kind of laying back and much more optimism now in and around the region. I was speaking to a local guy who owns hotels here in the Midlands, and he says Columbia is booming. His downtown hotel is sold out every night, and so good signs.
Anything else?
Yeah, I thought there was big news out of the port in the Charleston area, obviously. In March, they had the highest TEU volume ever, and it surpassed the record that they set in January of this year. So good news at the port, large ships. There's a 13,000 TEU container ship going to be arriving in Charleston in May. So loved hearing the success of the marketing of the port and the building of the port.
And how about the event calendar for our business community?
There's an event going to be held at the South Carolina State Museum that I think is very cool. It's called Beyond Bollywood, Indian Americans Shape the Nation. It's going to be on from April 29th to July 9th, but lots of cool events in and around how Indian Americans have shaped the state and also how they have shaped the country. May 9th, Food and Spices of India. In the upstate, there's a... picked up on from the Greenville Little Theater is putting on a 24-hour play festival. It's on May 6th at 8 p.m. And every year I would like to mention the Spoleto Festival, May 26th to June 11th. You got it all. Music, jazz, opera, dance, theater. So big festival in the Charleston area.
Alan, Congratulations on the 10 years in business, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of 3 online business news websites here in our state. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.